Blog Talk Radio.
She's not that pretty.
Yeah, she cute, she smart, but she ain't worth your soul or your heart. No, she's not that pretty. That she rollin' with some people, she rollin' with some people. Come out of her, my people, she ain't gonna do that needle, yeah. Nope, yeah. I ain't gon' lie, she smart. I ain't gon' lie, she cute. I ain't gon' lie, she sassy. I ain't gon' lie, she do. I'm not gon' share her passions. I'm not gon' covet her new. I'm covered in truth, in love with the truth. Step over her goop with rubbery boots. Stop calling my phone, stop bugging me. See on inside, you ugly. I get a new number, she find that too. I think that she in love with me. But death is in her bosom. She riding on a horse, and she just got back from Brooklyn. Riding in the Porsche. See Babylon, the whore. Baby, loan me more. But I owe her back triple. Petulance on her sickle. She cleaner than a whistle. Adorned with diamonds and crystals. Shorn hair with dimples. Pistol up to your pimple. Yeah, she cute. She smart. But she ain't worth your soul or your heart. No, she's not that pretty. Then she rollin' with your people. She rollin' with your people. Come out of her, my people. She ain't gonna do that needle, yeah. No. I know she likes to travel. She wanted to take me to show me her favorite spots, hit me to her favorite foods. She wore the red and white, put me in some navy blues. Told me if I work for it, pay my dues, then I will get what's owed to me. April Fools. 5 years later, I guess I played the fool. A prostitute with a queen, that's why it's hard to leave her. She sleep with all the world leaders, she got jungle fever. It's something in her cup, but she ain't sipping lean. That's abomination. Dirty magazines, the most captivating woman you have ever seen. But if she keeps your mind captive, you gon' meet her king. Yeah, she cute, she smart, but she ain't worth your soul or your heart. No, she's not that pretty. Said she rollin' with your people, she rollin' with your people. Come out of her, my people, she ain't gonna do that needle, yeah.
Light work, look. She's babbling on about her dipped in blood, red bottoms, little Louboutin. On and on, she flaunting what she got on. She babbling on. Everybody say hi to Miss Babylon. She walking around with a real quick tongue, throwing up her tips and tricks, pick one. What you want, cheese? What you want, freaks? What you want, she got what you need. Iced out to the max, talking about racks on racks on racks. Keeping a foot on our necks, talking about tax on tax on tax. She saying, baby, it's okay if you come lay up in my bed and drink up from my chalice. I'm not childish, I'm not callous. Look, I have to disagree. Your pitch is underhand. Now she yelling off with his head. How I get someone to land, man?
Yeah, she cute, she smart, but she ain't worth your soul or your heart. No, she's not that pretty. Said she rollin' with your people. She rollin' with your people. Come out of her, my people. She ain't gonna do that needle, yeah. Nope.
Yahshua simply means Yah saves. Do I speak it from my heart, mind, spirit, and soul? Yahshua, I'm a chick, help me carry this load. So I pray unto you, my Father, Yah. Hey, they took the blindness off my eyes. I'm not mischief for blind. I must accept like a swallow the prescription you prescribed through the blood of the Messiah. I will survive. Correct me with your holy truth from historical lies, from the errors of translators, theologians, and scribes. Direct me in your spirit, denying my flesh. It feels good to honor you and on the Shabbat. Block I rest, though the world should persecute me. I know that I'm blessed. I follow up with repentance as I continue to confess.
Does my heart pour out what you try to say? Do I communicate to faith? Ever y'all? Do my heart pour out?
I pray.
Do my heart pour out?
I pray.
Do my heart.
Yahshua, I'm a shit, the salvation of Yah's way. Give me what to speak, Father, please tell me what to say. I want to communicate accurately your word divine, not to be led by man with this fleshly mind. I don't want to lean on my own understanding, to rely, keep my faith, only trusting you. For Yah, it's my blessed plate, shield and sword. Blessed be you, Yah, I could win this war. I relish your name, I adore your purpose. I don't care what nobody else thinks. I know that you're worthy. Plus, break shape and mold me, and hold me closely. I go, but you speak through me, for your words is holy.
Does my heart pour out what you trying to say? Do I communicate through faith? Abba Yah, do my heart pour out.
I pray, I pray.
Do my heart pour out.
I pray. Does my heart pour out sincerely and true? Or is it just lip service in my heart? It's far from you. And love is an action word as well as belief. See if it's just all talk without the work in my walk. No faith in anything, just through telling vain. Teach me to be my brother's keeper, unlike Cain, and to keep your commandments and reverence your name. Plus, model the gospel in the face of the hostile. I die as a martyr. It's okay, my father, just teach me to love everything about you. And all that I say and do, make them honest and true. Most importantly ever, y'all, make it all about you.
Does my heart pour out what you trying to say? Do I communicate through faith? Ever, y'all, do my heart pour out.
I pray. He is my heart, y'all. Take it for what it's worth. May Abba Yah bless you. Shalom.
But when the truth gets heard, you know something. yeah, they wanna throw rocks. Yeah, I see the winners and they fall off they soapbox. Matthew chapter 7, get the plank out your own eye so you can see clearly for the grace you have it gone by. We all held accountable, excuses, no, they won't fly. We can get it right with the help of the Most High.
We got our own lives, we got our own folks. Put the stones down, focus on your own road. We got our own lives, we got our own folks. Put the stones down, focus on your own road. We got our own lives, we got our own folks. Put the stones down, focus on your own road. We got our own lives, we got our own folks. Put the stones down, focus on your own road.
And hallelujah, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom to everybody out there in radio land. How y'all doing? How y'all feel? How y'all be? Y'all know what it is, man. Y'all know what time it is. Y'all know what we came here to do. So without further ado, for about the next hour and a half, we will be providing a hostile takeover of these here radio waves. Unfortunately, man, you know, the Hebrew John Snow, you know, the weather's got them all messed up, man. You know how they was always talking about winter is coming, winter is coming. Well, apparently winter never came up in the Northland, so he's out of sorts right now. No, I'm just messing around, man. But the Aki, he won't be joining us tonight, Aki Boaz Ben Yisrael. So we'll definitely, you know, be on the lookout for the Aki to return if it's Yah's will next week. But hey, man, nonetheless, I got my producer extraordinaire finna hold it down on the ones and twos, the wheels of steel, Aki Teddy P. Hey, Aki Tashaya, Shabbat Shalom, Aki. What's going on?
Shabbat shalom, Mark. What's going on out there? I want to say Shabbat shalom to the Messianic House of Israel. And thanks for everybody that's joining us and listening in tonight on this show. It's going to be another great one, another good one, as always. So, like always, if you have questions, press the one on your dial, and we'll definitely get you in the host in the queue to speak to our host. But once again, Shabbat shalom to everybody out there that's paying attention and listening tonight.
No doubt. Look at that. The Aki going to be doing a double dip, man. He's going to be holding it down on the show, and he's going to be taking your calls, fam. So please go ahead and oblige the Aki, man. That call-in number is area code 347-633-9606. Okay, they got the old call-in number. See, I was getting used to the new call-in number. Now they got the old call-in number. See, I know that one by heart. I can, man, rattle that off without any problems. But hey, fam, hey, Shabbat shalom to everybody in the chat room. Big ups. And welcome, and Shabbat shalom to everyone who's called in. Again, that number is area code 347-633-9606. And for those of you who will be listening to this in the archives, as always, we greet you in those ancient Hebrew words of peace. Shalom, shalom. But hey, again, you know, like the Aki said, fam, we got a good one on tap for you guys, man. And for those of you who received the you know, who received the promo page to it, the, you know, GroupMe or however you receive it, man. Hey, coming of age relationships, you know, it's, of course, in the Hebrew community, this was brought to the forefront with the, you know, with the Israelites, winning that, well, I'm not going to say, well, Hebrews, but they don't know that they're Israelites. They won the Oscar for, what is it, Best Picture for that movie, Moonlight, Aki? Did you see that? How they had, it was funny how it came, you know, how it came into play. You know, they had, I think La La Land had initially won, and, you know, they had everybody up there giving their little congratulatory speeches and what have you. And then out the blue, like, you could, like, it's so funny, man. You could tell, like, you could see, like, the shock on their face. Like, I was reading lips. You had some Gentiles, like, oh, my God, and all of this stuff. And they was just saying all of this, you know. And then Warren Beatty, like, he 100 now. So he was up there trying to explain. He had, like, an old folks moment or whatever. But it was like a bug out, man. But, you know, just the movie itself and what that movie was talking about. I was listening to one of the interviews that the writer had done. It's on YouTube, and I'll see if I can post it in the chat room for those of you guys. Oh, I'm sorry, the director, and I'll see if I can post it in the chat room for you guys. But it's just how he was, you know, he wanted to bring forth that whole nature versus nurture aspect and just show you know, black masculinity. And I'm like, man, this is crazy. You know what I'm saying? What's really going on here? This is the overplay for the underlay. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what's really going on? So that's what, and really, you know, we wanted to bring this information, you know, this radio show last week, but hey, hallelujah. And that we were allowed to bring it this week, because now there's that much more information to be put out there for the family. So I wanted to start right there, Ike, and just kind of get your opinion on that, man. What'd you think about that, man? Because I actually like watched that little segment. I didn't watch the Oscars, but I watched that little segment right there on YouTube when they actually, you know, it was like, no, this isn't a joke. They won, blah, 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 you know, because, of course, it's been big on all the little black radio shows and all of that stuff. So I just wanted to kind of get your opinion on it as we prepare to delve into the spiritual side of this.
Kane, I as well, I didn't watch the Oscars, but, you know, I ended up seeing that through various news medias and things like that. But I got to say, I really do think it was kind of all set up, you know, just to bring that much more hype to it, that much more attention to it. Because, you know, being that the movie, what it was, because, see, I wasn't going to watch the movie, to be honest with you. I saw it, yeah. I told my guys, like, man, I don't want to see that movie. I don't want to watch it. Because, actually, I on the Fire Stick, I watched the little preview. I was like, okay, it looks like it's going to be a good movie. But I didn't know it had anything to do with homosexuality and things like that. So I put it in the favorites and saved it for later. Then Aisha went out with one of her coworkers, and they went to go see the movie. And she told me, and she was like, wow, you won't believe what this movie is about. And when she started telling me, I was like, what? Are you serious? So one day sitting here, I just watched it just to see what they were saying. But I couldn't believe it, what they was bringing out. And I was like, man, so they just trying to say basically all of your hood niggas is basically down low and on the and pretty much homosexual and things like that. So when I actually saw them win that award, like I say, I think it was a hype for them just to bring more media attention to it. Because, you know, if you got your regular wins, you know, you call out, they do their little, the movies that came up. And then, like I said, I think it was something just to bring more attention, just because it was that movie Moonlight, and it was dealing with Bruce and the homosexuality community. So I really... it was so much behind that, and when you just look at it and just think about it, you'd be like, wow, seriously. They really did pull a number on it, and you know, but nonetheless, it wasn't surprising to me. It was not surprising at all. No, and, you know, one of the main actors, what's his name, Mahershala Ali, the one who played, basically... Yeah, you know, he's a black Muslim, actually. He's Muslim in his faith. You know, the father figure in the movie. Excuse me. So I think they were trying to push and touch on a lot of different topics coming from a whole bunch of different aspects within that movie itself. And spiritually looking at it, you just look at it like, wow, man, it's a shame. And like I was saying in the headers, it's just, you know, bringing about modern day Sodom and Gomorrah. That's it.
And you know what's really interesting about it as well, Aki, and I like that guy. He's a pretty good actor, man. I remember him. He was in Predators. What is it? Hidden Figures. He was in a lot of movies, and as well 44? As TV shows.
Yep.
Kang, yeah, the 4400.
Yep.
Okay, and he played Cottonmouth in Luke Cage.
Yeah.
But what's so interesting about that, and I'm actually glad that you just talked about the, you know, the whole underlying thing, because, you know, again, that's what we're coming into, family. And I posted something in the chat room about this is the miniseries that has been on, I believe, like the last show should have already played, or it's on the play or whatever. It's called When We Rise. And this is talking about 40 years of the gay rights movement. Now, the article that I posted, this is just a preview. It's just a trailer of what's already been coming on. But, you know, there, this has been heralded as groundbreaking, ambitious, you know, again, the gay rights movement, you know, they always, you know, it's always comparable to the civil rights movement because that's what the civil rights movement was about. It was never about the rights and equality of the Israelite, because when you understand the scriptural implications of it, we won't receive equal rights, you know, here, you know, at, while we're under that captivity. You know what I'm saying? The captivity of Genesis 15:13, when Yah told Abraham that your seed will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and they will be treated harshly for 400 years. And so we are still into that 400-year captivity here, being year 398 of the 400-year captivity. So all of these, you know, these movements and all of these legislations for rights and things like that, they don't have us included. And it was funny because I was helping my youngest daughter with some of her schoolwork, and you know, they were asking them to prioritize, they broke down the preamble into six segments, basically six parts or whatever, you know, six little sentences. And so they were asking them as an assignment to prioritize, you know, these six groupings in the preamble of the Constitution and prioritize them in precedence of order, how much they affect them or which ones they feel the strongest about. And so, and just giving her, you know, the understanding, I'm like, man, you can put them in any order you want, but, you know, regardless of how passionate you feel about these things weren't meant to include you. As a matter of fact, when they were drafting the preambles to the Constitution, writing the Constitution and fighting for, you know, that Constitution, all of that whole thing, we were in chattel slavery. And so we weren't meant to reap the benefits of it. And so when I see things like this, you know, the, you know, TV shows such as When We Rise, movies like Moonlight, you know, all of these different television shows and movies that are pushing this agenda, and then for our younger generation who doesn't understand, hey, even some of the older generation who may not have the understanding of the scriptural matters, and you know, they want to gravitate or be grafted into these other movements, you know, like, hey, the Black Lives Matter movement, a pseudo righteous movement. It's not, it's a false righteous movement. It's not a good thing. You know, life matters. You know what I'm saying? But that movement was started by these lesbian Israelite women. You know what I'm saying? So again, what agenda are they pushing? All of these things, and they group these quote unquote struggles together, and they always like them. They're using, you know, the atrocities that have happened to the Israelites. They're basically capitalizing on the curses. You know what I'm saying, with all of these different, you know, movements. And so next you're going to start to see, you know, a rise in the transgender movement, and then the, you know, the pedophilia movement, and then, you know, bestiality and all of these different things, because we know from the scriptural understanding that these are the times that we're coming into. We're coming into the times of complete and utter lawlessness, as is given to us throughout the scriptures. And I just like to read 1 Timothy. I'm just going to read a little bit of it. 1 Timothy 4, and I'll read 1 through 5. And it says, "The Spirit distinctly says that in the latter times some shall fall away from the faith, paying attention to misleading spirits and the teachings of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having been branded on their own conscience, forbidding to marry, saying to abstain from certain foods which Yah had created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. Because every creature of the Almighty is good, and none is to be rejected if received with thanksgiving, for it is set apart by the word of the Almighty and prayer." Now, what's key in that is where it says in verse 3, where it talks about forbidding to marry and to, you know, saying to abstain from foods, because this movement, you know, again, we know that this goes back to, I mean, the most ancient of times, going back to, you know, King Nimrod. But for the sake of tonight's show, and just for the sake of conversation, we're going to focus, and because the majority of us, you know, are, in this day and time, we're in the times of the nations, the times of the Gentiles. And so everything that we've come to understand in this world, you know, at its current state is from a Greco-Roman perspective. So in most of our, you know, lectures and things like that, what I like to do primarily is focus in on that Western society, because again, since we're in these times, I find it that that's easier for, you know, the majority of our listening body to understand, because everyone's coming from that particular mindset. So with that, all of that being said, Ike, you're familiar with the term pederasty, aren't you?
What was that you said?
Pederasty. From like Greeks and the Romans. Okay. Basically like
no,
a mentor. Well, just maybe not with the, but basically you're familiar with mentorship, right? A young man, an old man taking a young man under his wings, right? And basically grooming him and molding him. Okay. That's where that concept stems from. But that word pederasty in ancient Greece, it's basically an erotic relationship between adult males who were called the erastes and the younger males who were called the Erominos,
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay. Now, what's interesting about this is that we saw, and I'll read his article in a little bit, that a Gentile dude who was, he was on Breitbart, or however you say that, Breitbart, I think that's how you Breitbart. The news
Breitbart,
is like a conservative news outlet, came Breitbart. And so this guy, Milo Yiannopoulos, he resigned amid allegations or over his remarks on pedophilia. But before we go there, I just want to kind of, for the people who are listening in, and again, for those of you who will be listening to this in the archives, I just want to go over pederasty, because we see this again. That's where the term, or that's where the concept of mentorship, you know, stemmed from, was this particular thing. Now, I'm just going to read this, and you can go to Wikipedia and read this exact same thing. It says here, it was, again, an erotic relationship between adult males and young males. It was characterized, or it was a characteristic of the classical periods, again, classical Greece, classical Rome, so on and so forth. Now, what's interesting is it was so persuasive, or so pervasive, I should say, that it had been called the principal cultural model for free relationships between citizens. Again, pay attention to the wording. Pay attention to what they're saying about this. It's so pervasive. It was so pervasive back then, and it's more under the undercurrent today, flying under the radar. But you're starting to see it ooze out into society, as this society in this modern day and time is ready to accept it. You know, we still have to be desensitized to it. But they called it the principal cultural model for free relationships between citizens. Now it says here, in further reading it, that some scholars locate its origin in an initiation ritual. Again, pay attention to these words. It was a rite of an initiation rite, right? So it says it was associated with entrance into the military. Again, don't ask, don't tell, right? Now you have people who serve in the military, they can openly be gay and they can openly serve. So much so that you even have transgenders, you know, they can openly serve, right? So again, we're seeing the origins of this. And again, we know that it goes back further than the Greeks and Romans. You had homosexuality in Egypt. You had homosexuality in ancient Babylon. You had homosexuality all around. That's why when Yah gave us his laws, he gave us, you know, Leviticus 18. He gave us Deuteronomy 22. And he gave us these, you know, these laws against it because people were doing it. Now, getting back to this right here, it was associated with entrance into the military and the religion of Zeus. So again, within the religion of Zeus, we now know who the modern day Zeus is, Jesus, you know, or Jesus Christ. Again, this is why you have that spirit of homosexuality that is so pervasive, or that is so common in the Christian church. Because again, that God, Jesus, Dionysus, Bacchus, Zeus, whatever you want to call them, Iusis, Iasis, this particular practice, pederasty, was big within, it was an initiation rite. Now, again, it says here, it says it was also characterized by athletic and artistic nudity. So again, you have that, that spirit within athletics. Why do you think all of these, you know, all of these sports and things like that, why do they have to wear the tightest outfits ever? You know what I'm saying? I mean, now, you and me, we're about the same age. You remember playing football in, like, the 80s and stuff like that, or watching footballs in the 80s and the 70s and stuff. You saw guys, and, you know, the pads were big and the uniforms were bigger. You know what I'm saying?
Dang.
But nowadays, you know, you got these – and what really kills me, have you seen that ESPN, like, that stuff where they have these naked athletes, like, posing and stuff like that? That is so gay to me. Like, you seen that where,
yeah,
like, they
I've seen it when it comes on, I gotta quickly turn, you know, because be having my little band sitting with me a lot of times, you know.
Oh yeah,
I gotta. So, but I've seen it. Yeah, I definitely seen it, man. It's sickening.
Gotta protect the sheep. Kang, got to protect the sheep. Hallelujah. But again, we're seeing where this is deriving from, and we're seeing that, you know, again, as it once was, like Yehoshua said in the book of Matthew 24, you know, as was in the days of Noah. This stuff was going on back then because, you know, the fallen or the watchers who came down, they gave mankind this, you know, that's where the muses, all of this stuff, all of these throughout cultures, throughout the different cultures, throughout the ages, they've been called by different names, but you know, we're starting to see a return to this. You know what I'm saying? It's being characterized in athletics, artistic nudity. You know, Michelangelo's David always comes to mind. You know, why do you always have to have these? That's why they had all of these naked statues and stuff like that to generate that nasty energy. You know what I'm saying? So it's coming to a head. Now, what's really interesting is, now, remember when we read 1 Timothy, it was talking about speaking against marriages or saying not to, forbidding to marry. Another aspect of pederasty was delayed marriages for aristocrats. So your higher ups, you know what I'm saying, your aristocrats, they would delay in their marrying. And even then, even when they would get married, it was just for a show. Just like you see in the modern day times with a lot of these modern day politicians, you know what I'm saying? Sham marriages, if you will. So we're starting to see a return to these things being out in the open. Symposia, you know, that's another thing. You know, and the social seclusion of women, you know. So again, all of these different things, you know, it was, you know, we're starting to see a return of it. Now, I want to key in on that word symposia real quick. Symposia, you know, which symposium comes from the root word symposia or whatever. Now, what symposium or what a symposium is, for those of you who may not know, it can be characterized, it's a noun, of course, it can be characterized in several different ways. One definition that's given is a conference or a meeting to discuss a particular topic. You know, the more common definition that's known is a collection of essays or papers on a particular subject by a number of contributors. You know, when we hear symposium, that's probably the most common definition that we can associate with it. But this definition right here, Aki, is what for tonight's radio show I'd like to key in on. This is the third entry. It says here, a drinking party. Again, who is the drunken god of revelry? Bacchus. What's another name for Bacchus? Jesus. Again, pederasty was associated with Zeus. So all we're starting to see all of these things come together. Now, it says here, a drinking party or a carnival, a drinking party, and it says it was held in ancient Greece after a banquet, and notable as the title of a work by Plato. So that's another common name for it. It was a name that, you know, it was a title of one of Plato's plays or whatever, but drinking party, you know what I'm saying, or a convival, I believe that's how I'm how I'm pronouncing it, convivial discussion. Now, again, you know, a drinking party. So they're getting together, you know what I'm saying? They have, you know, they're having these wild parties. You got these men with these younger boys, and it's called, you know, it's bringing a coming of age type deal. And that kind of brings me to this next article here with that guy, Milo Yiannopoulos. Now, he had made some comments about, you know, older men preferring younger boys, or older men being attracted to younger boys or whatever. And, you know, because of this, it brought backlash again, because, you know, he's a supporter of Trump. So that's pretty much the only reason why this has even been thrusted into the forefront, because, again, this has happened before in the Congress. And I want to share something with some of the family here a little bit. A little bit down the line, about a guy by the name of Lawrence E. King, you know, back in the 70s and 80s and even, well, 80s and 90s, you know what I'm saying? He was funneling children into the George H.W. Bush, Herbert Walker Bush White House, and the Ronald Reagan White House. But anyway, you know, again, just kind of putting all of this together and bringing all of this bringing all of these things together, brothers and sisters, we're starting to see a lot of the same things that was going on. And we do know that Mystery Babylon, she is a composite, you know what I'm saying? So she has a lot of the same ideals and concepts and, you know, and lifestyle of ancient Greece and ancient Rome. So, you know, again, family, that's just kind of laying this stuff out here, throwing this out, you know, anyone who wants to chime in, if you guys, I see we got some people on the line, so if you guys want to chime in with any questions, comments, concerns, anything like that, please feel free to do so. Just press the 1 on your keypad, and then you'll be thrown in the host queue, and you can come on live. And for those of you who are listening in the chat room, if you want to come in, that number is area code 347-633-9606. So, again, with the whole pederasty thing, and, you know, the whole we're starting to see some spiritual dots being connected to, you know, ancient cultures, and even in this modern day and time, we're starting to see the lines being drawn together here, and we're starting to get a picture of it. And, you know, with all of the things, you know, with that whole, you know, the whole agenda, you know, it's bringing closer the, you know, the world of the man of sin. Go ahead, Aki, you can chime in on.
Want to cut you off? No, I was just agreeing with you, because I see a lot of that, especially in the wake of, you know, the Pulse nightclub shooting down here. It's going on crazy down here, to the point that they've set up a lot of different, like, support groups for all of the gay men, to where a lot of the businesses that are downtown, they put rainbow color hearts stickers in their windows. And this is an indication of, like, a safe haven for anybody, the LGBT, whatever that is, that community.
Wow.
So they started this same thing, like the pederasty. They have set up groups to where these gay men can come in and talk to other grown gay men, and kind of like a counselor type, brotherly type of love type thing as what they're doing. So it mirrors exactly what you're saying right now, just in a modern day time. And then it's really disheartening though, just seeing it like that, because it is going on all around. That's all you see around here now is rainbow flags, hashtag Orlando Strong, everything. It's almost like, and now they actually, this is not set in stone, but it is now kind of like an assault against anybody gay here in Orlando. You can pretty much, for lack of a better term, you can be stoned for speaking out of anybody that's gay and things like that, because that's just not the way that they would like you to do things. So basically, if you say, if you call a man gay, if you call this other person a queer, if you do anything, they have the right to run into this business with this sticker on the window, call the cops, and then you will be basically arrested for harassment. How crazy is that?
Well,
I can only expect that it's going to be coming soon to the next cities. It's going to be coming soon.
Man, Hawk, you really said a mouthful there, man. First, let me kind of go back. I want to circle the wagon real quick and go back to something that you said, because that's eerily similar to safe houses, you know, circa the Underground Railroad, where you were talking about these signs or whatever, these rainbow signs that people have on their businesses, and these were, or these are, you know, safe havens. When you were saying that, I'm thinking like, man, that's the Underground Railroad, because people would hang quilts out, and basically by the patterns that were on the quilts, you guys all know, you know what I'm saying, the patterns that were on the quilts or whatever, or people would put stuff in the windows. The Gentiles would put stuff in the windows, and the Hebrews knew that that was a safe house, or, you know, so, and it's really just, like you said, it's really concerning to see how this is paralleling, you know, the plights and the struggles of the Israelites here, you know, in these United States. And to see, again, this is why we have to guard ourselves and root ourselves in righteousness, because if we don't know any better, we'll find ourselves aligning ourselves with sin. Now, again, let me preface this with this statement. We are not saying that, you know, homosexuality is some type of, you know, like the worst sin or whatever, but it is a sin, and the sin is a sin. And just like we talk about any other sin on tonight's show, we're talking about this sin in particular. So we're not bashing or anything like that. You know, I'm not anti, you know, gay. No, I'm anti-sin. You know what I'm saying? So being gay is a sin, then I'm anti-gay. You know, lying is a sin, I'm anti-liar. Whatever, stealing is a sin, I'm anti-stealing. So this is how we view these things. You know, don't get the game misconstrued, because I know how people love to take words and mince them and twist them around to fit their own divisive schemes. So I definitely wanted to put that out there, just so I can let you all know that, hey, no one sin is greater than the other. You know, but again, we are talking about this particular sin as it relates to us coming into the times of the man of sin, the times of complete and utter lawlessness. And when I say law, I mean absent and devoid of the laws of the Most High. Yeah. And this is what we're coming to. And man, when you just said that, it made me think about it. I'm like, doggone it, man. And how they're just paralleling, you know, everything to, you know, our struggles. But again, it just goes to show you, without Yah, you know, it don't matter what you do. It's so funny because, like you were saying, if you make a homosexual slight, or if they feel in any way, shape, or form accosted, they can go into these safe havens, call the police, and you'll be arrested on the spot. You know, again, this should open the eyes of your average Israelite when he see, okay, these people got their rights and all of this stuff. Why am I still going through the same thing that I've been going since, you know, been going through since, you know, we got here, you know, doggone it, on the, I ain't gonna say banana boat, but since we got here on the slave ships, you know, we still been going through the same hardships. If nothing else, this should make you open your eyes and question, hey, why is that? Why is this going on? Why am I still, you know, why are we've been marching, we've been doing all of these things for, like we said, 398 years, and nothing's changed. Well, beloved, nothing's changed because you haven't changed. You know what I'm saying? When we change, when we turn our hearts back to the Father, yeah, this is when things will, you know, when things will start to change. And man, it's just like, you know, it's really sad, but at the same time, only a remnant will get this, and only a remnant will, you know, receive that salvation. So as our job, all we have to do is to reach out, you know, and to give this information. And, you know, whether they turn their heads to the right or to the left, hey, you know, that's of no consequence to us. All we have to do is do the will of our Father, the desire of our Father, and that's to, you know, speak out, you know, against these things, and to just to, you know, give Yah's word, give Yah's truth. You know, so.
Okay.
Hey, man.
Kane, you're definitely right. It's all about you know, our walk in following these laws that Yah set forth for us to follow. You know, as Yah stated earlier, those laws that's in Deuteronomy 22 and Leviticus 18, even in Leviticus 20, you know, he sets the laws, and Yah is not anyone of error. You know, so those laws that he set in place are, you know, if we were to follow those, just imagine how greater of a people we would be. He's already told us, you know, that if we turn from our wicked ways and obey his laws and commandments, then he should return everything to us and make us that mighty nation that we once were. But until we do turn away from our wicked ways and follow each of his laws and his commandments, that day is yet to come. And like you said, it's sad that it is only going to be a remnant, because, you know, my talk of subject to pretty much everyone I run into is this truth. Whatever topic we may be talking about, we could be talking about cars, we could be talking about sports, we could be talking about work, whatever the case may be, I always try to bring that truth in there. And when I'm talking, I say that little prayer up under my breath, like, Yah, speak to me and speak through me, so that it will be, you know, it'll be that perfect time for me to bring whatever little light that I can to the conversation or whatever it may be. So, and it's a little saddening. Sometimes some people take to it, some people don't. A lot of the ones that don't are the ones that your family and your friends, the ones that, you know, you have love for. So just what is this coming to? So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I definitely feel you on that, man, as far as just with the family and, you know, seeing that hurt, you know, or, you know, feeling that hurt rather, and just seeing the look of rejection in their eyes. So I definitely, I can definitely understand that. This here is, again, just as we're, you know, just touching on this as we, you know, as we see ourselves coming into this day and time. Again, I just posted in the room, this article here is, this was actually from back in May of 2012, where it talks about viewing child pornography in New York, where they say it's not a crime. And posted in the room, and here I'm going to read it for, you know, for the hearing of our listening audience. It says here, just viewing child pornography on the web is not necessarily a crime according to the New York law. The state's court of appeals decided Tuesday, again, this was back in 2012, decided Tuesday, but upheld the conviction of the appellate by a county court on other counts of storage of images and video of child pornography on hard disks. So basically, you can watch it, you just can't download it and save it. So again, it's that, you know, that litmus test, but it's just, you know, kind of a test just to kind of gauge the response and reaction. And we're starting to see more and more of this acceptance because it's on the television shows. Again, I mentioned that TV show When We Rise by name, but there are an abundance of shows that, you know, cartoon shows, even going back to when we were younger, and shoot, you know, even before then, you know, Bugs Bunny's supposed to be a man. Why is he kissing on Elmer Fudd? You know what I'm saying? Daffy Duck and them, you know, how they, you know, they, you know, on occasion they'll be in drag. You know what I'm saying? You went from that little subtle subliminal type deals to where now you have cartoon shows like Stevie Universe or Stevie something, to where, you know, he has these little superhero friends, and it's like two girls come to make this ultimate superhero girl. They're two homosexual, like I call them demons, because one's like, I think one's red and the other one's green or something like that. They're different colors, but they come together and form this androgynous or this androne looking super character. You know, you have TV shows like that. You have, you know, just a myriad of, you know, different shows that promote this type of behavior. You know, and again, it's all lawlessness because it's devoid and absence of Yah's laws, but we're starting to see an increase of lawlessness, just like Yahushua the Messiah spoke of when we read in the book of Matthew, Matthew 24. You know, again, it talks about the increase of lawlessness and the love of the world waxing cold. You know, we're seeing this greedy type behavioral display, you know, instant gratification. You know, the generations, our successive generations that come after us, with each new generation, there's this sense of entitlement, especially in Mystery Babylon, man. That's why I'm so, you know, that's why I'm so critical of us here in these United States, because we really don't know just how good that we have it. You know, even here as Israelites being under these, being, you know, in this captivity, man, I mean, you ain't never have to eat your own children. We had to do that before in previous captivities. You know what I'm saying? You ain't never been, you know, starving and like to the point to where, you know, you starve to death here in these United States. But these things have happened to us in the past as an Israelite nation in previous captivities, man. So I'm very critical and I'm very, you know, very like, man, just hard hitting with the American Israelite, because we gonna be the worst, you know, when it comes to just shedding this mindset, you know what I'm saying? And we're always the hardest to witness to, you know, when you come to a Gentile about with this information, you know, again, Gentile is just someone who's other than an Israelite. You know, it's just a generic term. So, but when we come to these other nations and we explain to them the laws and commandments of Yah, most of them, you know, if they aren't going to adhere to it, if they're not going to follow it, at least they'll agree with you because they know it's right. But us, man, especially us here in these United States, man, the American Israelite is the worst, because we have that spirit of Mystery Babylon. We have the arrogance of Mystery Babylon. And then we got the curse that Yah put on us. So it's like, man, just, where it's like a double whammy, man, to where, you know, we, man, we just, it's like, man, it's just, we're ultra hard headed, but hey, you know, it's all good. But, hey, let's spin a tune or two, man. And, cause we got about, a little over a half an hour left. So we'll spin a couple tunes real quick. We'll spin about two tracks and then we'll get back on the B-side, family, and we'll wrap this thing up. I still, like I teased that information about, Larry E. King. I'm going to talk about that and kind of wrap it up and talk about a couple other things. But, hey, man, continue to listen to us. Tune in, man, and we'll be back on the B-side. You guys are listening to the Spiritual Warfare Radio Show, brought forth to you by Israelite Heritage Radio Network.
I-H set upon music. Going in. Yeah, I'm a member of the way. I follow and promote it. I'm a leader in this campaign, but I ain't never voted. Never. Illuminati secrets, decipher and decode it. They think they live in fat, but to me they just look bloated. They bowing down to statues, plus they say that cash rules. Since I don't do neither, they think I'm nuts like cashew. Humble when you meet me on these beats, I become a bad dude. These laws engraved on my heart, so you can't see my tattoos. My past views, long gone, vision clear, got better sight. Israel is my home, I upgraded to a better life. Put y'all over everything, so the rest of this is secondary. And whenever I call on him, he answer me like a secretary. Only have what's necessary, what I lack don't worry me. Can't add 1 year to your life, so you should live it worry free. Times is getting shorter, this world's out of order. Tell Obama I am no civil union supporter, cause I put y'all over everything, put y'all over everything. Looking for a better change, then put y'all over everything. We put y'all over everything, put y'all over everything. Looking for a better change, then put y'all over everything. Don't envy the oppressor, on the way is something better. And I still eat with sinners, spend time with tax collectors. Never fold under pressure, if that's when I look deep. And if these rappers the future, then they future look bleak. Some fruit can have a bitter taste, even though it looks sweet. Recognize that you've been lied to, you've been bamboozled, hoodwinked. Yes, I am my brother's keeper. I go to war and I stand with him. Put y'all over everything, so we put y'all over man's wisdom. Put y'all over self-desires, over family, over friends, over wealth. If you walk with them, you'll get it all back in the end. Twofold, the truth told on these mics, I'm too cold. I'm not
of this world like I reside on Pluto. Got a few things on my plate, but it's okay, I can handle more. If y'all's with me, got enough strength to pick up Thor's hammer, then hammer Thor. Open doors like janitors, no time for you amateurs. Waking up in a second death is something that I can't afford, so I
put y'all over everything, 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 put y'all over everything. Looking for a better change and put y'all over everything.
While they pray for my departure, hit targets like an archer. They tell you go stupid, I tell you get smarter. So go and do your research, I'm going hard with each verse. Got Y-O-E printed on the front of my t-shirt. Only repping for my nation, got that Sam in rotation. Get in contact with Pandora, cause I need my own station. While I
put y'all over everything, put y'all over everything. Looking for a better change, then put y'all over everything. We put y'all over everything, put y'all over everything. Looking for a better change, then put y'all over everything.
Over everything, 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 over everything.
I try to tell my folks, but they don't wanna listen. They don't wanna listen. They don't wanna listen. I try to tell my folks, but they don't really care. They don't really care. They don't really care. I try to tell my folks, but they don't wanna feel me. They don't wanna feel me. They don't wanna feel me. I try to tell my folks, but they don't wanna hear. They don't wanna hear. So I'm brushing my shoulders off.
And whoever does not receive you or hear your words, when you leave that house or city, shake off the dust from your feet. Matthew 10:14.
Yeah, but they don't wanna listen. They think I'm gone crazy. Some say that I be tripping. They don't understand, but I know they see the difference. Suppose they can't accept it. Oh well, keep skipping. Staying on my mission, cause I ain't going back. No matter what they say, or even when they laugh. Stay up in my words, cause the devil's more attacking. If I'm close to a relapse, I got eyes for that. I'm way too rooted to fall for that trap. My family way too clueless. Good news, they call it crap. But let pastors talk a bunch of nothing, then they act like this dude's word roll. I said more than this rap. Bet your reverend ain't tell you Israelites is black. Bet your deacon ain't tell you you Hebrew and fact. They ain't concerned with truth. Man, them niggas is whack. Only concerned they got it, keeping their pockets fat.
And as for those who do not receive you, when you go out of that city, shake off the dust from your feet as a witness against them. Luke 9:5.
Started living right and my homeboy left. Cause I don't smoke weed and I don't get wet. Try to tell him about y'all and I don't get respect. The niggas don't call no more, won't even check. Just to see if I'm still living or facing death. I gave them niggas the truth, but they won't accept. They'd rather continue with lies than y'all they reject. So when I leave up out their house, I take a death on my step. Now I see why y'all, he said we stiff next. And I tell them what it is, and apparently they are deaf. They on some Carl Thomas stuff. Probably wish we never met. Every time you come around, we gotta talk about death. I'm tired of talking about hoes, about money and crack. Tired of talking about weed, about pills and a trap. Wanna get a youngest, hope not glorify them straps. We at the bottom of the map, and I'm talking about us black.
In any place that does not receive you or listen to you, when you leave there, shake off the dust under your feet as a witness against them. Truly I say to you, it shall be more bearable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city.
I try to tell my folks, but they don't wanna listen. They don't wanna listen. They don't wanna listen. I try to tell my folks, but they don't really care. They don't really care. They don't really care. I try to tell my folks, but they don't wanna feel me. They don't wanna feel me. They don't wanna feel me. I try to tell my folks, but they don't wanna hear. They don't wanna hear. So I'm brushing my shoulders off.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night.
Hallelujah. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, family, to the Spiritual Warfare Radio Show, brought to you by Israelite Heritage Radio Network. And real quick, man, I just kind of want to, this is really sad. I was just looking at this article, and man, it's one of those ones that kind of get you choked up, man. This baby, she's 8 years old, and she was abused to death by her grandmother. You know, and what really caught my eye was, little girl, she's only 8, man. She reminds me of my oldest daughter. I mean, yeah, my oldest daughter, she looked, man, wow. And so it really, you know, it just puts things in perspective, man. This little baby, and I'm going to read it for you guys, but she looked just like my oldest did when she was that little, man. It says here, grandmother has been convicted of torturing and killing her 8-year-old granddaughter in a case of abuse that's so horrendous it brought veteran police to tears. Now, they found a diary that the child had, you know, written some entries in, and it's so sad because, you know, she was murdered back in July of 2013, but one of the entries that she had written was, "I hate this life because now I'm in super big trouble," you know. And one of the entries was, you know, she, "I just want to, you know, I hope nothing happens. I just want to," you know, just things that a typical child would say. It says, "I hope that I don't mess up today because I really want to be able to just sit down, watch TV, talk and play with everybody." And, you know, you see a picture of, they got a picture of the child's father, and it's really sad, man. You know, and it's just when we see the times that we're in, man, you know, and I know sometimes we go through some hardships as servants of Yah, excuse me, but it pales in comparison to what the world goes through, you know, or Israelites who are still in the world, you know, who have not yet been, you know, brought into this understanding. It pales in comparison to what they go through. I know we go through some hard things, man, but hey, we know Yah. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, by us having faith in Yah, we have that protection under Yah. You know, so I just wanted to put that out there, man, just share that with the fam. I posted it in the room. You guys can check, click on that link and read it at your leisure. But again, just in, you know, I always check in on the news from back home, Chicago, from time to time, and just, you know, just try to stay abreast as to what's going on. They kind of keep my ear to the ground. But when you see stuff like that, man, it's really, really a tearjerker. But yeah, to kind of get back to, well, to stay on the lines of child abuse, this one actually had me kind of twisted as well. This is that child prostitution ring. And again, this was during the 80s and 90s. The guy, Larry King, he looks like a brew. I'm almost certain he is a brew. You know, he's a lighter skinned cat. But this says here, let me see here. I'm just going to read this article. And we can kind of talk about it, Locke, as we, you know, as we round out tonight's show. But let me just start here from the beginning. And it's a lengthy article, but I really want to I'm just going to kind of skip around on it. And let's see here. It says, let me start here. It says, yeah, in 2002, he stumbled on a scandal that I had never heard of. The scandal centered around the Franklin Community Federal Credit Union, which was created to serve a poor black neighborhood in Omaha. Again, praying on the Hebrew, right? This guy, yeah, he a brew. He set up the this credit union in this in the heart of the ghetto, and look at what he did. It says here, in Omaha, Nebraska, during the 1970s and 80s, its manager, a man named Larry King, you know, of course, not the, you know, the Ashkenaz who'll be on the TV shows, but this guy right here, says he ran the Franklin as a Ponzi scheme and looted over $40 million, which he spent on an opulent lifestyle and Republican fundraising. King sang the national anthem at the 1984 Republican convention. So if you guys want to see him, just go to YouTube and, you know, type in 1984 Republican convention national anthem, whatever, and it should come up. Or just type in Larry King child prostitution ring, and that'll bring you some articles up. But it says here, in 1984, and served on several committees of the National Black Republican Council. He had a townhouse in Washington, D.C., where he threw parties with many prominent guests. In August of 1988, he threw a $100,000 party in which he had Jack Kemp urge a black vote for George H.W. Bush. Now, what's interesting about this, let me just kind of back up here. I know those of you guys have seen me in the group me post about these cats, Blacks for Trump. Now, what's interesting about these guys, you know, prior to Trump getting elected, you know, you saw them, they looked, you know, they were regular clothes or whatever. But after Trump got elected, the main guy, you know, the dude with the perm and the ponytail, he's in a Bentley. You know, and so basically I had posted that video last week. I don't know if you've seen it or not, Og, but I had posted that video, I want to say last Shabbat, you know, in one of the rooms. We were kind of going back and forth talking about it. But, you know, they are knowledgeable Israelites. Of course, they call on the name Yahweh or what have you. But the very fact that they're working in conjunction with Donald Trump, and you saw him at when, that was last week when Trump had spoke to, he had that, the rally in Florida, you saw those cats prominently positioned in the background with the Blacks for Trump thing. Now, these dudes are knowledgeable Israelites. They know, you know, again, about they know who we are, and they're working with Donald Trump. I just found that interesting, and, you know, I just, you know, just wanted to throw that out there just for information. But getting back to – no, you want to chime in on that, Og?
I just wanted to say that those dudes there, I know them. They're from Miami. Maisha actually went to school with
really?
One of the guy's nephew. Yeah, and the guy who you see always on TV is the uncle of the little blue boy that went to school with Maisha, who set him up for murder, you know. So it's a lot of things that's been going on with them dudes. You know, they're real big down there in Miami. You know, they had radio shows and all of that. They had a lot of people caught up and confused and things like that. But I very well know exactly what you're talking about. I very well know.
Now, let me ask you this, Haki. What camp are they affiliated with? Are they with the Yahweh Ben Yahweh camp or what?
They come from that Yahweh Ben Yahweh camp, yeah.
Oh. I kind of figured it. Okay. All right. 2 + 2 = 4. There you go. Okay. All right. Look at that. Yeah, look at that. You know what? We may I've been watching those cats, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, because they allowed to do a lot of, they do a lot of racketeering, they got a lot of buildings, a lot of houses and things like that, and they're able to still do what they do and maintain. You know, it was mortgage fraud, wire fraud, all kind of things. Man, them dudes drive around the South in Miami and Bentleys, Jaguars, big houses. But the thing is everything they're doing is illegal. They're in the limelight and in the media, and they're still able to get away with it, which should tell you something, that they're actually working. It's wild. It definitely is.
Wow, Kane. Yeah, I knew it was some of them cats, man, because when I first seen them, I'm like, Blacks for Trump. And then, like, when I go to their website, the website was, like, down or something. I couldn't view it fully, so I just, you know, went to YouTube and I was watching some of their videos. Yeah, man, these cats at the Super Bowl, you know what I'm saying, behind that, like, they ain't in the nosebleed section. Like, they own the field. They got field passes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, they, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like prominently placed. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I'm doing things. I think my Aisha was like in fourth or fifth grade, and she was actually at the time that their nephew was, that was her little, they little, you know, how you do the little mock prom and all of that. They did their little middle school prom dance, and that's actually who she went to the dance with, that the nephew of the guy, the one who they set up to do a lot of the stuff. So,
wow.
Yeah, but them cats are real heavy down there, and they all about, they just about money. And they, like I say, they, you know that they're working with someone because they're able to do all this wickedness, still maintain, and to get away with it. None of them getting caught.
Kane, exactly. And it was so funny that, like, the last, that like that video I had posted in the group, me, you know, he was basically reminding Trump, like, look, you know what I'm saying, we did our part, you know what I'm saying, you know, we, you know, you know, basically, like, look, we did this, so now quid pro quo, you know, go ahead, wash our back. And I was just like, man, that's something. So, you know, somewhere along the line, you know, you see that Trump knows about Israelites. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Quote unquote black Israelites. So, man, I'm just, and then when we look at all the legislation and stuff like that that he's passing, you know, with the, because I know based on his treatment of that one Jewish reporter, you know, you have the ADL stand up and all of these different Jewish groups stand up and demand not only his stance on, you know, the issue of anti-Semitism in the United States, but basically they wanted a full congressional, or not congressional, but like a full-on investigation, like a federal investigation. Like, they want investigations to be launched. They wanted, you know, basically his support, you know what I'm saying, a show of his support and all of that. And you notice how he changed his tune a little bit, you know, basically saying, like, you know, basically, like, you know, I got Jewish friends and all of that stuff, to, you know, making a little bit more of a stand, and to, you know, say that that won't be tolerated. And again, they always, this was during, you know, Nigger History Month or whatever, where he went to the little black museum, and, you know, he talked about a little bit about black history, but his, you know, his main focus was the mistreatment of the Ashkenaz. But, you know,
right.
Yeah, that's real interesting. Let me finish up with old Larry King here, and, you know, we can kind of round out the show talking about this and that, because this is interesting, and they're on the same they're doing the same thing spiritually. Well, they're doing the same thing, you know, what he did during the 80s and the 90s, and what they're doing right now is the same thing, you know, siding with wickedness. But anyway, let me round this out real quick, getting back to his little $40 million Ponzi scheme. So it says his Ponzi scheme crashed and Franklin was shut down by the National Credit Union Association and the FBI. It says here, all run of the mill stuff and uncontroversial in basic facts. It says, except as King was climbing into the upper levels of the Republican hierarchy, Omaha was it was boiling over with rumors that he was also running a pedophilia ring, or a child pedophile ring, pandering children out to rich and powerful men in Omaha, and even flying children to Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, California, and New York City, for basically these orgiastic, abusive parties with even richer and more powerful men. So again, one of those cities were New York, where it is not against the law to watch child pornography. You just can't download it. So we see back in the 80s, this was going on, and this has been going on, again, kind of like what we started tonight's show off with. This has been going on since the beginning, you know, the very beginnings, going back all the way to the ancient of times. Now it says here, in the late 80s and 90s, were roughly years for people to make accusations of pedophilia in the media on the left and right side alike. Now, it says here, just kind of going back and forth, and of course he was, you know, he was under investigation for all of this stuff, but they actually found the trail, again, going to the George Bush, Ronald Reagan White House during the 80s and in the 90s. This man was peddling these children to these sexual deviants, you know. So, I mean, this stuff has been going on for years, man, and it's just really, it's really sad. But again, family, this is our reality now. This is what we see. This is going to become more and more prevalent, and more overt, and more out in your face. You know, I mean, it's so funny. Like I'm seeing more and more of these commercials. I don't know what it is with these Gentile women and these huge dogs. Like I keep seeing these crazy commercials, man, where like with your spiritual eyes, you know that they're implying that this woman is in some kind of relationship with this animal. You know?
Right.
Yeah, the one that really sticks out in my mind is that Moe and Fawcett commercial where this woman in taking a shower and she's like, now if only I can get a little privacy. And she peek her head out the shower doing a dang on dog standing right there. I wish a
right
dog
there.
Would be in the house. Right. In the house, let alone the bathroom. You know, you ain't even going to be in the
right
crib,
there,
man. Much less looking at me taking a shower. Right. Much less looking at me taking a shower. Doggy's finna get whooped. Man.
It definitely right. Yeah, that was a weird one right there. That commercial, definitely.
Okay, man, but you know, hey, fam, get used to it, man. This is what we're coming into. These are the times and the days that we're coming into, and it's going to get way more overt and in our faces with it. So, you know, again, we have to stay concrete. We have to stay firm. We have to stay rooted. You know, because man, it's going to be that much more. Now, this article is interesting as well because this is talking about even the Pope again, going back to the Revelation series. You know, language of the dragon, right? Get a load of this. It says here, Pope Francis, as he has his hands on a little boy's face. If you click on the article and you look at the article, first thing you see is this nasty looking dude with his hands on the little boy's face, smiling, grinning, like he's thinking of all the deviant things he's going to do to this little child again, because pederasty was associated. It was one of the initiation rites of the, you know, of those who worshiped Zeus, kind of going back to the definition that we were reading. But anyway, this article here says, Pope Francis has urged us to have fewer children, claims a Vatican Academy member. So again, Yah say, be fruitful and multiply. This fork-tongued jackal telling us to have fewer children. You know, so, I mean, just again, family, just kind of all leading up, you know what I'm saying, all leading up to the world of the man of sin. And, you know, this guy who is in the office of the false prophet, the Pope right here, because he is the God of all of religion here on this earth. He is the vicar of Christ. He is Christ incarnate. He's telling people to have fewer and fewer children. You know, it says here, Pope Francis has urged us to have fewer children to make the world more sustainable. Look, again, that's another aspect of it. Mother Earth, the worship of the earth, that goes into the worship of the woman as the mother goddess. You know, again, making that trinity. You know, you got the Holy Father, you got the Holy Son, you got the Holy Mother. All of these different things are coming into play, man, and we got to be wise enough to see these things formulate, man. That's what's so crazy. You know, to make the world more of a more sustainable place. When has the world not sustained its inhabitants? When? That's crazy, man.
Crazy, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, but all of these things that are taking place, brothers and sisters, we know that these things must take place with speed as we come into the times of the times of the man of sin, the times of complete and utter lawlessness, where the world again will be devoid and absent of the laws, of statutes, and commandments of the Father Yah. So, man, you know, that's what we're doing, family. We're just trying to prepare us and trying to, you know, just trying to continually stay abreast with the times that are, you know, the times that we're in, because, man, this stuff is happening so fast. Like, you know, I mentioned it, you know, earlier, but, man, the weather, you know what I'm saying? I know it's been a warmer, you know, an above average winter here. We hadn't had any type of, like, winter days. Normally, you know, down here we'll get, like, a little cold snap at the end of February. You know, didn't happen. You know, normally in December and January, it's, you know, a little chilly or whatever. Shoot, my birthday is in January 19th, and I was in shorts on that day down here for my birthday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I hear that the people up in Chicago was on the beach this past weekend. At least that's what I saw on the news just the other day. They were talking about the weather, how I think it didn't snow like it was supposed to up north, and in some places that they never saw snow, it was snowing. So it's like everything is in places where it's supposed to snow, it didn't. And in places where it wasn't supposed to snow, it was snowing. Can't remember the exact city they were talking about, though, but it was somewhere where the guy was, tapping his maple trees.
Kane, would that be, I don't think it would be in New Mexico. What about Arizona? It wouldn't be in Arizona. I'm trying to think of some place where they would have maple trees. Ain't no telling. But what's so interesting about that, again, you know, like in D.C., you know, they had warmer than, I mean, basically just all over the country. You know, this has been an above average winter. But then when you look at places like California, you know what I'm saying, they were talking about droughts. Now it's raining continually. You know, they had mudslides and stuff like that. The one dam up there, and I forget where, the name of the city escapes me right now, but that dam and that reservoir, the spillway, you know, was they had to basically go back in there and fill that hole that had fault, you know, came about. And just hearing these stories, seeing these stories and experiencing firsthand, you know, just being here where I am, you know, it brings back to mind again, you know, like we read in the Book of Enoch one time, where it talks about, this is Enoch 80, and it talks about, you know, the alterations in the sun, moon, and the stars. And this is Enoch 80. I'll read the entire chapter. It's only 8 verses. It says, and in those days, the angel Uriah answered and said to me, behold, I have shown you everything, Enoch, and I have revealed everything unto thee, that thou shouldest see this sun and the moon and the leaders of the stars of the heaven, and all those who turn them, their tasks, times, and departures. And in the days of the sinners, the years shall be shortened. The seed shall be tardy on their lands and fields. All things on the earth shall alter and shall not appear in their time. The rain shall be kept back, and the heaven shall withhold it. And in those times, the fruits of the earth shall be backward. You know, I remember they were talking about for the inauguration, you know, certain flowers would be in bloom, or, you know, the trees are starting to bloom in these cities where, you know, normally the winter months are, you know, longer. So it would take a long time for the seeds and things like that and the leaves on the trees to bloom. But we're getting to those times. It says, and shall not grow in their time, and the fruits of the trees shall be withheld in their time, and the moon shall alter her order and not appear at her time. And in those days, the sun shall be seen, and he shall journey in the evening on the extremity of the great chariot in the west, and sun, and shall shine more brightly than accords with the order of light. And many chiefs of the stars shall transgress the order prescribed, and these shall alter their orbits and tasks, and not appear as at the seasons prescribed to them, and the whole order of the stars shall be concealed from the sinners. And the thoughts of those on the earth shall err concerning them, and they shall be altered from all their ways. Yeah, they shall err and take them to be Elohim. And evil shall be multiplied upon them, and punishment shall come upon them so as to destroy all. So again, family, man, we're coming into these times, these strange times. Toda, Koti, Oroville, yeah, the Oroville Dam. And that was what I was mentioning about the dam out in California, the Oroville Dam. All of these things are taking place. You know, one minute you say it's a drought, now you're saying, you know, there's a deluge, there's too much rain. You know, down here, you know, shoot, it's 70 degrees in the morning, then it'll mess around to be 30 degrees at night. You know, it's just crazy. We're starting to see these things. Places, like you said, that don't normally have snow, that normally don't have snow. Now they have, you know, now they're getting snow. Places that normally get snow don't see a lick of snow this winter. And I mean, we're just seeing the beginnings. What you think is going to happen when the man of sin starts to pull fire down from the sky? You know, or like it was talking about there in the latter portions, you know, when the sun shines at night, you know what I'm saying? And the moon appears as red as blood. All of these different things that are going to take place, man. Yahushua talked about it in the book of Luke 21, when it talks about, because that, you know, the agitation of the earth and the agitation of the sea and all of these things are happening, and men's hearts fainting because of the things that they see. You know,
dang,
so.
It is a lot. It's definitely a lot. Nice articles you're bringing about, though, and I like that scripture you just read as well, because it's definitely, you know, as Israelites, we definitely have to keep our eyes and our ears open. It's not just our physical eyes and ears, but, you know, spiritually, because for what we are able to see spiritually, we're better to comprehend and understand physically. So, you know, I just would say to everyone that's out there listening to continue to seek Yah's face, keep those commandments, his laws and statutes, right ruling and everything, you know, because without Yah, we know nothing. With him, we will know everything. And what we read in this book, we'll definitely come to understand and to know it and to see it as it happened. And we're better to prepare ourselves for these coming times. So there's a lot that's going on. Like Yah was talking earlier about the homosexual relationships, the coming of age relationships and things like that. Just modern day Sodom and Gomorrah, it's definitely coming. It's on the rise, and we see it. We definitely see it. Having our spiritual eyes open, we see it and we understand it a lot better and know it for what it actually is. So, you know, just keep your eyes open and stay prayed up, fam, and continue to seek Yah's face.
Dang, absolutely. Hallelujah. And hey, fam, that's all we got, man. That will conclude tonight's radio show. So, as always, family, may Yah bless you, may He guard you, and may He guide you. May Yah make His face to shine upon you and to show His favor unto you. May the Almighty Yah lift His beautiful face upon us all, brothers and sisters, and give us all peace, peace in mind, body, and being, in the name of Yahushua the Messiah, who is Prince of Peace. Till next we meet, family, may Yah bless. May Yah bless. May Yah bless. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, fam. Shout out to my brother Boaz. May Yah continue to be with you. We'll talk soon, Noah. Shabbat shalom, fam. May Yah bless.